Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
As any one of our regular listeners would know who listens to the Spectrum program, I'm a foodie. I love food. I love anything about food. I like to go where food is and where it's served and where it's being created. And there's a movement now which is called the slow food movement. So we've invited Ramona Shute to join us. Ramona is here from the, well, you tell us a little bit about the name of the organization exactly and how it got its start.
Absolutely. So I am the vice chair of Slow Food NYC, which is the New York chapter of the Slow Food USA, which is part of the larger international movement of Terra Madre. It started in Italy with Carlos Petrini roughly in the mid-80s, and it was very much a response to kind of the backlash against large-scale agricultural development and really a returning to artisanal producers, people who are working with local and seasonal ingredients, and people who are really trying to make that more accessible to a larger demographic of people.
Before we get too deeply into the slow food movement and some of the other activities that you have, let's get to know you a little bit better. Tell me more about where you were born, where you grew up, how did you get to this place where you are right now?
Sure, absolutely. So I am a native of New York. I am Manhattan born, largely Manhattan bred, but I've also lived in Paris and Shanghai. My mother actually was born in Shanghai, so I do have that as a large critical component of my upbringing. I have been involved with Slow Food NYC for about 4 years, and it is very much about making food and food culture and food traditions prevalent and making people more cognizant of where their food comes from and ultimately how critical it is to just be aware of everything throughout the whole food supply chain and system.
When people go to a supermarket, any supermarket, whether it's an upscale market, whether it's the corner store, there's a daunting number of products and brands that are out there. Being on the small end of that, with the small individual manufacturers, in some cases people manufacture products in their home, in their garage, in a rented space or whatever, how do you cut through the clutter to get the products into the marketplace for companies or businesses or individuals with limited budgets up against the massive advertising campaigns that exists in the rest of the industry?
If we look at what's going on in New York City as a microcosm, what we found is that a lot of the local artisanal producers are trying to go direct to consumers. So either there is an online component where they can ship directly to the purchaser, or separately they participate in lots of food events and outdoor food festivals and really make the concerted effort to get face-to-face time, because there is very much the issue of scalability and working with large establishments and food vendors. And for these smaller producers, they simply just don't have the time and the economic wherewithal to really navigate these waters.
How about ingredients? Has there sprung up a network of where can I find this? Where can I buy this? I need a certain type of a vegetable or a fruit or a sugar or a tea or something.
So Slow Food NYC really advocates for local ingredients. In New York, we have a fantastic system of green markets that are available throughout the five boroughs that meet, various times throughout the week and are a fantastic resource for the people that reside in the city. There are certainly various ingredients that are just native to a particular region. So, for example, tea is primarily grown throughout Asia, and that absolutely is largely exported imported into the country. So there are certain ingredients that really cannot be substituted and cannot be reproduced elsewhere. However, we do largely advocate for that.
Mm-hmm. And I think most people who are listening to our program from outside of the New York area, which because we're online and we have listeners all over the world, are not aware of the fact that people think of New York as New York City, which of course is a pretty well cultivated palate for food, but that New York State's primary industry is agriculture. And we're right across the river from New Jersey, which is known as the Garden State. So it's not that we're far away from actual ingredients, and sometimes can rather effectively replicate the ingredients in food from something that is grown locally. Mm-hmm. What's your interest in food? Where did that come from? Obviously, the influence from your mom and from Shanghai, which is a huge port city and has everything in the world coming in and out of there. But also, what specifically turned your head as when you were small and going to school to mm-hmm. get involved with food?
With, you know, there's such a plethora of nonprofit organizations within New York City. And I think critically for me, I've always been concerned with issues about really poverty and quality of access. And what people don't realize is that, you know, roughly 40% of the residents of New York City do live, you know, below the poverty line. And so the critical thing about food is that it is universal. It is, you know, it goes beyond space and time. It relates to every individual. A big part of addressing poverty is really talking about the types of food that people are able to purchase based on their economics. Bloomberg, you know, magazine had a really great piece that said, you are what you eat and you eat what you earn. And so really getting involved with an organization that is trying to make really good quality, nutritious, healthful food available to a large demographic of people was just very important to me personally.
If I were to play the devil's advocate for a moment, how about the fact that most of the artisanal foods actually are pricier mm-hmm. than the cookie cutter mass-produced food products? How does that mesh with trying to get those types of food into the hands of the people who actually have less?
So, you know, I would draw a comparison to something like computers, where when it was first initially introduced, you know, they cost, you know, at a minimum $2,000. It was for a particular group of people that was able to afford it. And it took a number of years to really bring it down to the point where today, at present, you can purchase a computer for roughly $100, $200 and get a really great product. So I think with the slow food movement, we're trying to work towards that. We want to encourage more knowledge and more information being available. I do think absolutely these artisanal producers do buy quality ingredients that mean they have to really price their product at a price point where they can hopefully break even, but even, you know, make a little bit more. Part of the increasing of knowledge is to also encourage people to know that places like the Green Markets in New York City, they do accept WICs and they accept food stamps, and they have different programs that are available where they will match, you know, the dollar amount that you spend, so you can have twice the purchasing power there. And so also, if you participate in CSAs, community supported agriculture, a lot of them do in fact have reduced rates and fees available for individuals based on their yearly, annual.
If people would like more information about the slow food movement, could you give us your website address and what people can find when they go there and what other resources might be available by learning more about your organization?
So Slow Food NYC, along with the other American chapters, is a 100% volunteer-led nonprofit group. You can find us at www.slowfoodnyc.org. Along that website, you will find a lot of information about different books and lectures and events that we hold. All of these proceeds for the events, which are very nominally charged, goes to our Urban Harvest programs, where at present we've partnered with 16 different schools within New York City to help build urban gardens and have the curriculum available to teach children about where the food comes from and why that's important, and to provide access to economically disadvantaged communities.
Our guest on Spectrum this week has been Ramona Hsu. She's here from the Slow Food Show, which is what we are attending this weekend. It's nice to be here. Thank you for stopping by. I look forward to following up with you in the future, and maybe let us know when you have another event coming up, and we'll get some messages on the air and maybe send some people your way. Thanks again.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.